Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Hello, this is Pastor Vonda Veal of Goodwill Chapel United Methodist Church in Florence United Methodist. Have you ever known someone that just lived a thankful life? People who really live into thankfulness seem to be extremely good at sharing with others. I had a neighbor once that made it a habit to bake cookies and snacks for her neighbors. One day I stopped by to visit her, and her oven had stopped working. She had mixed up a big batch of chocolate chip cookies that she had to just put in the freezer for later. I said, "How horrible it is that you had to go to all that work and not be able to follow through with your baking." "Oh," she said joyfully, "I was just thankful that God took the time to remind me that the Reynolds like chocolate no-bake cookies." Now, God didn't break her oven, but she was able to find a reason to be thankful. When we focus on the great things that God has done for us, the annoying junk in our life has a way of losing its importance. Psalms 9 says, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell you of all the wonderful deeds." If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you understand what he has done in your life, you're going to want to tell others of all the wonderful deeds. As we move through this Thanksgiving season, live into thankfulness. And don't just share your yummy baked goods, but also share your hope. Let us pray. Help us to live into a thankful heart that will drive us to share all your wonderful deeds. In his name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Vonda Veal.